Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
J.J. Weaver, Louisville Live.
Oh, that didn't bother me at all.
Sidney Curry doesn't go to an event in Lexington.
No one gives a damn about Sidney Curry in Lexington. They care about J.J. Weaver in Louisville. They were putting on, so J.J. Weaver's here Saturday. J.J. Weaver's here. J.J. Weaver's here, like a little girl screaming, oh, my God, J.J. Weaver's here. And he busts y'all's ass. He sacks your quarterback and beats you by 50, but y'all kiss his feet when he showed up to Louisville Live, you bums.
Texter says J.J. Weaver led a cat's chant at the event. I don't believe that.
It'd be great if he did.
And welcome in to the Round Table. It's a Friday. I'm James Strebel, and I'm joined by two very special guests. Our guy Jeff Lightsey Jr. in here with us. That's right. And the one, the only, yeah, University of Kentucky football linebacker, J.J. Weaver, Moore High School's very own.
Hey,
good,
yes,
afternoon,
sir.
J.J. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm as happy as can be.
I just had
a listener drop off bourbon for me, which is great. And
That's
then, dope. Shout out Nicholas. Thank you very much. And then I've got J.J. Weaver in the studio. Now, it was funny because when Jeff texted me the other day and was like, hey, do you want to have J.J. Weaver on the show? I was like, yeah, I'd love to have J.J. Weaver on the show. And I thought you were like going to call in. I thought it was like a phone call. And then so I get here and we're doing show prep and I'm talking to my dude, Max Godby, who actually also played football for Kentucky, offensive lineman back in the day. So he's in there. You guys got to hook up. But he's like, J.J.'s coming to the studio. I was like, what? I was like, he's coming to the studio. He's like, yeah, he's going to be here. I was like, hell yeah. So, man, how you doing? You're looking good. Getting ready for the season to start. And you know, Kentucky football, schedule, very difficult. But you got some cool places. Yeah. Get to go to Texas. Get to go to Ole Miss. How excited are you to go to some of these meccas of college football? But you're not a stranger to it being in the SEC.
Yeah, but, you know, as a kid, you know, you always want to play in them type of environments. You know, you're going to love those type of environments. But you just got to be humble with it, take it on the chin, whatever comes with it. Adversity hit, so you gotta attack the adversity. But I'm excited, man. This is year six for me.
Yeah,
it's been like up and down for me since I've been at UK, but it's been a blessing. Actually, man, I got the text. My mom told me I was in Denver, Colorado. I did a big mental health. I was out there with my team, the Perfect Fit Grieving Group. You know, I started a Perfect Fit Grieving Group out in Kentucky. My mom texted me. I was in Denver. I said, oh, most definitely. I love coming on ESPN. Plus, in Louisville, Kentucky, most definitely.
Yeah, home. And you're here for a reason, too. Mm-hmm. Jeff let me know that you have a camp tomorrow, June 22nd, mm-hmm, at Moore High School.
Yep.
So tell us more about that. It's free to kids if they want to come out there. And tell us the times and everything that everybody come out and tell us what you're going to going to do?
Oh, man, I'm excited. This is my second one, you know, last in 2020. 2020, yeah, I ended up having like 400 kids out there. You know, it was a blessing. But this
That's
year,
awesome.
This year, I'm going to try to do it way bigger, way better. I'm going to have some of my teammates, you know, some alumni that played with me at Moore High School. But I'm excited. Free T-shirts, free giveaway. I give the trophies out, the Top Gun. I got a Weaver Award I give kids, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing just see all the talent we got in the state of Kentucky, outside of Louisville. You know, I'm trying to just put on for the whole state of Kentucky. You know, it was hard for me. I didn't have nobody coming to put on camps for us, you know.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to give back to the youth.
Now, what do we have to do to win the Top Gun Award? What's the criteria? Because that's a badass name for an award, by the way, the Top Gun Award. That's something I'd like to win when I was like 9, 10, 11 years old.
Nah, you just got to be a dog out there. You just got to be a top guy on every event. You know, I got 707, fastest camper, 101s. I'm doing it all, so I just got to be that guy.
That's fantastic. J.J. Weaver with us, University of Kentucky linebacker. Jeff, do you have some stuff here for J.J. that you'd want to ask him? Jeff is locked into, like, the local high school scene, and he knows more people. He's got more people on his phone than I have, for sure. This guy's got connections all over the place. So again, thank you, Jeff Licey, for hooking us up and bringing J.J. in here. This is awesome.
It's no problem. And you know, Miss Stacy, she's the one that got it together. So
yeah, Miss Stacy. Yeah, shout out Miss Stacy back here. Stacey, yeah,
she's the one that got it together. You know, so JJ, I do want to ask. I know you did the bike giveaway last year, and you said you're going to incorporate something like that this year. Just what, for the people that don't know, you did as far as giving away the bikes, and how was that going to be incorporated this year?
Last year was my first time doing a bike giveaway. I did it last year at Air Coast Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 30 minutes, all bikes was gone, less than an hour. It was a blessing just to see all type of kids coming up, you know, just getting a bite. So it's just a blessing. But this year I'm doing it July 20th in Lexington.
Okay.
So, July 20th, Lexington bike giveaway.
Yep. So I'm just trying to give back in the community of Lexington. You know, there's a lot of BBN fans. Sorry, you know. BBN for sure. But, you know, a lot of BBN fans support us. So I'm trying to get back in Lexington.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome, man. And I know, like, you gave away over 100 bikes last year. You're going to do something similar, about 100 or so bikes in Lexington as well. Man, that's going to be awesome. It's you talked about year six going into Kentucky. What is it that you're most looking forward to year six? Because some people thought you were gone after last year. You had a great performance in the Louisville game. And I thought
shout out, JJ.
I
was in that building. And I let me tell you what, when JJ was putting on out there, I was going nuts. He's chasing Jack Plummer around. Chasing down the running backs. Like, you're right, Jeff. He came alive in that game.
And I thought you were gone. So now you're back for year six. Just what are you looking forward to as far as that?
Oh, man. You know, year six, it was a hard decision. But mentally, you know, I needed to come back. You know, physically, I needed to come back. I just got back from surgery. You know, I dislocated my elbow in 2022. I didn't ever end up having surgery. Should have been bothering me the whole season. So mentally, you know, I wasn't there. You know, I lost my dad, I lost my brother. So it was hard to, you know, juggle it through the whole 6 years. But this year, I'm mind clear. I'm ready to attack. I'm feeling great. I'm 255. Stronger, faster. I'm just excited for this year.
Yeah, man, he's looking big, Jeff. I mean, he walked up and I was like, that's J.J. Weaver. I was like, there's no way else walking around Cardinal Town looking like this. I knew immediately that was J.J. Weaver. And J.J., just continuing on with this line of questioning, you know, the mental toughness. I mean, everyone talks about the physicality of football and how you have to train your body and get your body right and be able to fight through those nagging injuries. But the mental aspect, you know, you talk about losing your brother and losing your father. Not a lot of people, you know, we see athletes on TV, you know, we're watching the game and an athlete makes a mistake and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on with you, da 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 da, and they don't realize. Especially when y'all have the helmets on, it's less personal than if I'm watching a baseball game or a basketball game where you can see the person's face. But the mental aspect is something that people don't often talk as much about. And how do you battle through that adversity along with the physical adversity that you've had to battle through as well?
Man, you know, it's hard. You know, you got to put on a show for the fans. You know, you got be big football, you know, but it's hard. You know, you got to deal with off the field, on the field, coaches, learning the plays, doing a great assignment, not messing up. So, you know, that's it. it take a toll on your body and your mental. So it's really big, you know. What I'm trying to do is just be big on mental health, you know, trying to motivate people to get help, you know. Football is what we say at UK is it's 4 years to 40 years. You know, we got put in for 4 years, even though I've been for six, you know.
Right.
But we take chances on, you know, at UK, we big on being a man first, you know, trying to be better off the field. So that's what I love about Coach Stoops for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And he seems like I know this term gets thrown around a lot, but like a player's coach, mm-hmm. like somebody that has an open door policy. Oh, and if something is bothering you, you can always go to Coach Stoops, yeah. or Coach Merrow or Coach White or any of those guys. It really feels like they take care of you guys and they look at you as their own, not just football players for them to go win games, but like they care about you as a person.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I was going through a lot, you know. The first person I went to is Coach Stoops, you know. He told me his story. He lost his father at a young age, so it made me really be more connected with Coach Stoops. Now I can go to Coach Stoops' house anytime, you know. Shoot, drive his Mercedes-Benz whenever.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like he treats us like his own kids, like you said. You know, he show a lot of respect, you know. But he's big, though, like, on respect, so you can't mess up. But
J.J. Weaver with us, University of Kentucky linebacker. This defense you all have coming back. I mean, Deion Walker coming back. You return Maxwell Harrison. You know, those are some of the big names.
Jared Jackson.
Derek Jackson. Man. I mean, y'all should be locked and loaded. What's the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to as far as this defense is concerned for the Cats?
Man, we all been playing together for going on 3 years. You know, we really did lose no major pieces last year. My boy Andrew Phillips, shout out to my Andrew Phillips.
Yes.
You know, he got drafted third round. I'm proud of him for sure. You know, he's a Louisville kid too.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that. But defense, man, we solid, man. Brotherhoods, you know, bond, you know, that's all we needed. You know, once we put the pieces together, I don't think we're going to be a number one defense, you know.
Yeah.
We end up having Pop, you know. Pop, he transferred from Georgia.
Yes,
for
yes.
Sure. Man, I forgot about Trevor Wallace.
Trevor Wallace. Yeah, shout out to him.
Too. So Pop end up coming from Georgia, they're going to help a lot. You know, adding him with De'Aaron Jackson, I think going to be number one defense, man, for sure.
Hey, I hope so. I'm ready for some ball hawking, for some sacks, some strip sacks, all that stuff, man.
Now, speaking of that, I have to go back to the Louisville game, man. What happened? How in the hell were you able to just wreck the game like that? It just started, like, just everything. First the strip on Jawar Jordan. Just what, yeah. when plays like that are happening for you, just what was all of that like during that moment, you know, when you were having a game of anybody's life happening, yeah, you know, in that, sure, you know, that matchup against Louisville last year?
Man, I lost my brother that week. So, you know, I was playing for my brother for sure. Just playing with angry, for real. Just playing with confidence in myself. The whole season, I really didn't play with confidence. But, you know, I was coming back to the city, man.
Yeah.
It really ain't nothing. Playing in Kroger's Field is lovely, but playing at Cardinal Stadium in front of the city, that's a blessing, you know. So I got to put on for the city.
Yeah,
that's,
you got to show
was
up.
Yeah, so that's what I was really thinking. Louisville was a tough team last year, so I knew my team needing me at the point, so it was time for me to step up.
Now, with Jeff Brohm here in Louisville, JJ, and, you know, you're from the city. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Andrew Phillips. There's, I'm sure plenty of other guys on the team that are from around here. Is there any worry that now that Jeff Brohm's here, he's going to keep more of that city talent here for the Cardinals? And what's the pitch that Vince Merrow and the other coaches give to the athletes here in Louisville, the football players, to get them out of there to get to Lexington?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I really don't supposed to say this, but look, in 2019, I committed to Purdue.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I committed to Purdue because of Brohm. You know, me and Brohm still have this type of relationship. You know, I can still call him and stuff. But great coach, you know.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing like an SEC. You know, we play Texas at Texas. You can't ask for a better environment. You know, you play Georgia every year. Play Florida at the Swamp. You know, so. Ain't comparison. You can't compare that. You feel me?
Sure.
ACC or SEC. I mean, it's a stain. Everybody's the dog in every conference, but we playing top-notch guys every week. So
right. No, I get it. I mean, that's a big selling point for Kentucky. And also, you know, even as a freshman, you played as a freshman in the SEC. I mean, that's a big selling point, too. Like, hey, you can come and be on an SEC football team. JJ can do that. Not everybody. That's a great point. Not everybody can do that. But JJ's different. JJ was able to do that. But, I mean, that's got to be a big selling point. Like, hey, I can go and play right away and not have to sit and wait. Like, I can be a part of this team. And if I'm good enough, and obviously you're good enough, Deion Walker is good enough to be able to play as true freshman, that's got to feel pretty damn good to be able to, under, you know, those big lights in those situations. And they're calling my number already. I'm 19 years old, and I'm out there, and I'm playing with the big boys.
Yeah. Man, it started with training camp. It started with spring ball. You know, they work us. You know, ain't one thing about it. They're going to work us at UK. We're going to get all the work we can get, physically, mentally, all that. So, When time for game time, I'm ready, coach. Put me in. You know, I've been ready all week, you know, so that's how it is. Next man up at UK too, so.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's one thing they've built is depth, you know, under Mark Stoops, especially along the defensive front seven and the offensive line. That's something that he's prided himself on. Now, I know you have one year to go, but so far up to this point, what was the biggest win, biggest moment for you as a Kentucky Wildcat where you just like, man, this is a lifetime goal for me. This is something this is a moment I've been looking forward to ever since I started playing football in the Pee Wee leagues.
Yeah, man, my organization, you know, the perfect fit. You know, I ended up starting a perfect fit back when my father passed away. But grieving, you know, I ended up starting the perfect fit grieving group. You know,
yeah.
It's really hard. Like, I've been my research in any, like, a lot of schools don't have a big grief organization.
That's important, too, to have that.
Exactly. So, man, that's one of my biggest accomplishments this year, man, starting my organization with grieving group. Just trying to give back, you know, make sure everybody get the help they need, because I know when I was going through it was hard for me. So that's one of my biggest accomplishments for sure.
What drives you to do these philanthropic works where you're giving bikes to kids and you're starting a grieving organization? What is it about J.J. Weaver that drives you to do these things?
My mom, my dad, my family, you know, they came from the struggle, seeing they struggle make me want to give back, because I know as a kid I didn't have a lot. So me giving back, I know, make kids' day, you know. So
yeah.
I just got it in me. You know, I'm always a big-hearted person, big loving person. So I'm going to make sure everybody's straight around me.
That's awesome. I mean, no matter what you do in your football career, in the NFL and going forward, that's the most important thing. I think people need to realize that. You giving back and you having the realization that, you know, this game doesn't last forever, and that, you know, your legacy isn't just what you do on the field. It's affecting people's lives, and I think that's important.
Yeah, most definitely.
And young people like you stepping out and doing that, you don't see that as often. Maybe you do more behind the scenes, like there's guys doing stuff behind the scenes, but the fact that you're so upfront and forward about it, man, that's special. That's special to me.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else you wanted to add, Jeff?
Just want to touch on the camp one more time. You know, the Perfect Fit Camp tomorrow at Moore High School. Just give us time, date, and what all can we expect?
Man, the Perfect Fit Camp, this is the second time I'm having it at Moore High School. Right now, the field, you know, Moore doing a lot of concussion right now, so they're getting turf. You know,
nice. Okay. There we go.
Come on, man. I was playing in mud. Man, I was. But now it's good for them, though. Like, kids like that, like, make more talent come to Moore, you know? So that's good for them. But we're going to have it in front of Moore, 10 to 2.
Okay.
I'm going to have a lot of my teammates, Octavius Oxendine.
I see Octavius on the front there. Big smile on his face. There we go.
You know, he's a Kentucky kid from Radcliffe, too.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to have Deion Walker. I'm going to have Brock Bowers, you know. I'm going to have
Brock Bowers, Deion Walker. Let's go.
Man, I'm going to have a lot of my teammates pull up for sure. A lot of old teammates, you know. Mikael McKay, you know, he played in the NFL. You know, he went to Cincinnati. You know, he's an alumni at Moore.
Yes.
So that's like a big brother I always looked up to. So him, Free food, free drinks, man. Good music, come party, man. That's it. Man.
That's awesome. It's open to everybody. It's free.
Yep.
You don't have to pay a dime for it. And also, J.J. Weaver, the bike drive, that's in Lexington, Saturday, July 20th, 10 to 2 p.m. at Tate's Creek Community Center. That's 3460 Campus Way there in Lexington, Kentucky. So about a month from now, if you're not able to make it to the camp, if you want to go pick up a free bike, J.J. Weaver is doing that. Also, if you want to donate a bike or make a financial donation, I'll tweet this out because there's a QR code on it that if people want to do that, they can do that and donate to you and your causes and everything. All right, last one for you, JJ, and then we'll get you going, buddy, on your way. And appreciate the time that you took today to come out and hang out with Jeff and myself and talk to all of our listeners. Of all the coaches that you have, Who's the dude? Like when this coach walks in, and I'll take Mark Stoops out of the equation because he's the man no matter what. Mm-hmm. But like when that coach walks in, he's got that swag about him. He's got that air about him. Who's the other coach other than Coach Stoops?
Man, rest his soul, man. Coach Rita, you know Rod Rita. He was my high school coach. You know, he made me take the ACT 5 times just to make sure I get the correct grade I need to get in Kentucky. So, man, stand up guy, you know, loving guy, made me feel like I need to help others, so shout out to Coach Rod Rita, man.
Shout out to him. Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, JJ, again, I'll read this throughout the show today as well. Just keep reminding people that weren't able to tune in to the first segment and let them know what you're doing, because I love this, man. I love that you're doing this and you're giving back to your community. And even though you're wearing the blue and you're in Lexington, you still care about this city. Mm-hmm. You care about Louisville and you care about Moore High School. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to know that and everyone to have a chance. If you have young children, come out and see JJ. He's going to have some stars out there with him. But he's the main star. He's the star. Well, James, you want to do a break? Let's do a break, and then we'll get Max in here. And again, appreciate JJ for being here. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, for setting this up, man. This is fantastic. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Miss Stacy, for setting this up. We appreciate all of you. All right, back on the roundtable after this.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
He choked me. He hit me and he bit me.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, there we go. That was an awesome, fun interview with JJ Weaver. Really enjoyed that. Really cool, man. Just an all around good guy. I couldn't have been more impressed with JJ. So it's the Round Table here, 437-9680 UPS Jobs. Text line. Hold on. Daggone it. He just left, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I forgot to get a signature for Kellen. Kellen just texted me. He's like, did you get a signature? It's like, dang. Oh. Maybe James and Graham. Hello,
you're
Tanner.
A bad father.
I know. Yeah, I feel terrible. I didn't even think about it, man. I did not even think about it. When JJ was in here, I was like, I was so just surprised that he was here in the first place. And I was like, I totally forgot. So, Kellen, I'm sorry.
You just pulled off. I couldn't get him.
That's okay. Thank you, James, for running out there and trying.
I wasn't going to run after the car, but I came close.
Yeah, and I'm texting Kellen right now. So no, he was awesome, really, really cool. So appreciate him. All right, Inside Churchill Downs tonight, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then Reds versus Red Sox, 7 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. So there we go. Next time he comes back, I'll bring you in. Okay. I'll bring you with me. Okay. Sorry I do this on the fly, but it's like he's like freaking out right now because J.J. Weaver's in here. All right, so Max Gabby, how are you doing today, sir?
I was doing a lot better until I saw J.J. Weaver, and good night. Like, that is a massive human being. Like, I don't know if it's just because I just haven't seen, like, a Division I football player, like, lately. You know, it's not in my run-of-the-mill
things. Right, yeah, exactly.
And, like, I saw him, I was like, there's no way, like, I don't remember DNs and linebackers being that big. Like,
he's huge.
Yeah. It's,
he's like, what, 6'6"?
At least. He dwarfed me.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
I'm a solid 6'3", right about 6'4".
You and I are about the same height.
Yeah, and he dwarfed me.
He dwarfed both of us. I mean, he dwarfed both of us. And it was really cool. There's a cool moment where, you know, you were saying, hey, I played for Stoops, too. And you're like, yeah, I played with Bud Dupree and Za'Darius Smith. And he's like, oh, man. Like, just the respect that he had for those guys and how great the, you know, NFL players and players they were at Kentucky that he had.
Oh, 100%. And it shows as well because he was talking about how much Bud Dupree has been mentoring him as well. So it shows just as alumni how important it is to be invested back. And it doesn't surprise me about Bud. I mean, he bleeds blue through and through, and he has such a connection with each of like the top tier linebackers and defensive ends that come through through UK to help them mentally get ready for that type of exposure that they're going to get on the big stage, but then get them draft ready as well.
Yes. And, you know, it's – and we were talking to him, Jeff and I, something that gets missed in all this, and I brought it up to him, is the mental, you know, aspect of the game. And you just brought up a good point, Max, of trying to prepare yourself for that next level where, you know, you're going into the NFL and JJ is going to be one of those guys that if he can have another good season, that his name will be called. You know, that during that 4-day draft period, or 3-day draft period, sorry, well, he'll be on an NFL team. And for Bud Dupree to reach out and be like, hey, this is what you need to expect, this is what you need to do, is that's huge.
Well, and JJ's going to go first round. JJ has the body type of very similar to a Bud Dupree to where, or and a Josh Allen. What was it, Jamin Davis?
Jamin Davis, yes, yeah, Jamin Davis. Yeah.
Because shockingly enough, just looking at him, I mean, you could put still 20, 30 more pounds of muscle on him.
Yes.
And he'd be fine when it comes to his lateral movement and all that. Like, as great of an athlete he is, his frame's still not 100% filled out.
Can you imagine him?
Which is nuts to me.
Mind-boggling. Imagine him working out with an NFL team and the weight. Not, this is not throwing shade at Kentucky's weight program.
There's something completely different when it is you're not confined to 20 hours.
Exactly.
It's completely different to now all of a sudden, wait, you're lifting every single day and you are working out for 4 hours a day, 2 sessions each day. I mean, there's a reason why people's draft stock go up substantially when the draft and football becomes that person's life after they're done in college.
Yeah, absolutely. It's their job.
Yes.
Right. This is your job is to work out and stay fit and stay strong and stay ready for the physical grind that you're going to go through during the season, which, you know, in the NFL is now 17 games. I mean, they're adding games. You got the preseason games and everything else that comes with it that you have to stay in tune. And of course, we're going to have these guys on diet plans and working out and all that stuff. So, no, man, it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. Did it bring back any memories for you? I mean, it was funny because Max, when JJ walked up, he's like, I'm glad I didn't have to block you. Yeah. It was one of the first things you said to him.
Because the way he plays is a tackle's worst nightmare. And I could just for how long his arms are.
Yeah.
It would just be because, I mean, I've got long arms, but to that level, he's getting to my chest plate every single time.
Right.
At that point. And it just shows within 10 years, dude, like 10 years of how much like specialized these players have gotten within their position groups to where JJ's dwarfing Bud Dupree. Like Bud Dupree was not to that level when it comes to length of arms.
Oh, wow.
To be that tall. I think Bud was same, maybe a smidge taller than I was.
Right. So he's more like 6'4", 6'5", range.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to be like that, it's just like, oh my gosh, you could just see how the game is evolving, especially when guys are able to play these linebacker / stand-up ends, and where that's a norm now, where mm-hmm. they've created a body type for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's unreal. It was wild, definitely wild seeing him. But yeah, if you're out and about and you have a young child that wants to go out to football camp, the J.J. Weaver Perfect Fit Football Camp, that's tomorrow at Moore High School, 10 to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Octavius Oxendine, as well as Deion Walker. He said Deion Walker is going to be there tomorrow. Brock Bowers is going to be out there tomorrow.
Which really?
Brock Bowers is going to be out there tomorrow.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he's got some dudes coming in for that. So looking forward to it. And now we can set the show here, Max. Everyone were able to do it in the first segment there with JJ. I wanted to get right with him and give him the time he needed. But things we're going to discuss and talk about today, University of Louisville Athletic Director Josh Hurd spoke with the media today as Louisville's budget is out. Eric Crawford had a line of kind of bullet points to tell us exactly what Louisville is shooting for and some of the financial issues also that Louisville's facing. We also have some Josh Hurd sound. Mark Pope talked to John Wall on his podcast. We'll see what Pope had to say. Pat Kelsey released a video last night that bothered me. We'll get to that. Cards are going back to the Bahamas. This is going to be Baja Bullies 2.0. And then Brian the intern from KSR wrote an interesting column today about Mark Stoops and Stoops kind of being in a rock and a hard place. And kind of some things that I've been talking about the last few days that we'll get to as well. Then five questions for the College Football Committee and also the mixtape 5:30. Justin Sofro, he'll get you into your weekend. Now, did you see that? So this will be a little fun. We'll deviate from sports here in just a few minutes while we're waiting for Jonathan Littner to call in and give us the latest update on Lou City FC, and we'll do that here in a second. But you know, the LMPD, unfortunately, Max, has been in the news for all the wrong reasons here. But there's another one they dropped today. I don't know if you've seen this yet or not, but
I read through it when you said, because I felt like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar, where he's drinking the water, he just goes, "Oh, come on!"
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a perfect reaction. Like, not another one. But Jason Riley from WDRB tweeted this out earlier. The Kentucky Court of Appeals has upheld the termination of former LMPD officer Sterling Johnson, who violated an order not to use a police vehicle for personal purposes and then twice lied about having taken the car in order to get free admission to Louisville Mega Caverns Lights, which is the Christmas light show.
Of all of the things that you could use with a police car,
yes,
you choose to use it for mega caverns under the lights.
Yes, underground in the mega cavern, like all the things. Exactly,
that's what I thought.
I'm like, of all the things, of all the clout that you could throw around to get stuff. I mean, police officers, and they deserve it. They get free coffee at places and free food. And again, I'm all for that. I mean, some of the things they do and have to deal with and go through, I understand it. I mean, they need some boosts and some bonuses and some pick-me-ups here and there. But of all the clout you could throw around, I didn't think that anybody would be like, you know what? I'm going to use my cruiser to get into the light show under the mega cavern and see Christmas lights. Like, did you throw the whole family in there? Well,
yeah. Think of the poor person that was checking in the cars, right, and a police car shows up, lights ablazing. He goes, "Excuse me, ma'am. There's been a double homicide inside of the mega cavern under the lights. I need to go and investigate." Yeah. "See my detective wife and the detective children."
Yes,
in the back of the car.
They're my associates. My wife's my fellow detective. The children are forensics. They're gonna put up the caution tape. They're gonna dust for fingerprints and everything. They're like, "I didn't know a murder happened." Oh, it happened. It happened.
Please say it wasn't an undercover vehicle. That it was straight up just an LMPD.
It has to be. It has to be straight up just LMPD, like, because
LMPD Explore.
Explore just pulling up. I want to see that. Have you ever been to that, by the way?
Yes, I went last year.
It's actually nice. It's actually pretty cool.
and not very expensive. That's the other thing. It's like, you know, it doesn't cost a ton of money.
For looking at lights, it's fine.
Yes.
It's
fine. Yeah.
We have my mother-in-law and then my brother-in-law and his wife come in each year for Christmas, and we took them there this year or 2023 for it, and it was my brother-in-law was sitting in the front seat with me, and I just look at him, and I'm already thinking what I'm thinking. And I look at him, he's extremely dry humor, and I go, you know, Tyler, you know, what do you think about this? Tyler's been in the Army for years. He's seasoned. And he just goes, I mean, it's lights.
I love that reaction. I mean, it's lights. What else do you ride around your neighborhood to see this? You know, do you do that with your family? Do you go light gazing during Christmas time? Do you ride around the neighborhood? And
I mean, we'll hit like some of like the rich neighborhoods and just look. I mean, no one in our street does it because everyone's like a half mile away from each other. It's
right.
Like, let's go look.
Yeah,
at,
yeah, exactly.
Let's go look at Mike and Patty's lights. Pull up in their driveway.
Right.
Ah, they look good.
Hey,
neighbor.
Looks good, neighbor. You're 2 miles away. Looks good.
I mean, we'll do it like once. We'll give our son like hot chocolate and go out and play some of the Christmas music and all that during it. But I mean, Mega Caverns was fun. It was an experience.
Sure. Yeah, we usually go once a year too. I'll load up the old minivan and we'll get. Now that all my kids are older now. Now I have the baby, and he'll appreciate it more than Kellen, who's 12, and the twins who are 10. And I've never had the opportunity to have a police cruiser to try to throw my weight around and get in for free. But maybe I should do that. Maybe I should pull the teacher card out and be like, I'm an educator.
No,
I'm an educator.
No, you've got a built-in. He goes, I am the round daddy.
Oh, that's true. I can use my radio clout. Yes.
Exactly.
Hopefully, Diener won't fire me for that. The way this officer was dismissed. So if I try to drop Round Daddy wants to see the lights. Diener won't. I won't get a phone call from Diener. What are you doing?
Round Daddy needs to see some lights.
That's right. Get these lights going. Get them popping for Round Daddy and the family. 437-967 UPS jobs text line. Littner's calling in right now. We'll get to him. Texter said while JJ was in here getting asked JJ if he's ready for that ass whooping this year, and then Texter getting your ass kicked by every. Okay, don't be mean. Don't be mean. Texter, be nice. All right, Jonathan Littner joining us today as he does normally on a Friday. Hello, Jonathan. How are you? I got to see you in person yesterday. It was good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, your energy, man. I can't match it. I just you walked away, and I was like, I'm not that loud, and this is why I cannot host a radio show. That was my like whole impression of that. I was rattled.
No, I apologize. That's just how I am. I may be abrasive at times. Jonathan. But you did. Now that I think about it, you did look a little stunned because I think I gave you a hug. I think you're kind of like
I was waiting to get in the door, and I could like hear you out on the street. So.
Sounds about right.
That does sound about right. Well, Jonathan Littner with us, Lou City. They lost last weekend in Tampa Bay, but they won on Wednesday night, I believe. Yeah, they played Wednesday night, so they turned that around 11-2-2 on the year, 6 points clear of second place in the league, so they're in first place. Tell us what you got going on this weekend, some exciting stuff, as usual, at Lynn Family Stadium.
Yeah, we've got a home game Saturday night against Rhode Island FC. They're an expansion team, so we've never gotten to play them at home before. And as you mentioned, you know, the record on the season, 11-2-2, we've been playing 3-4 months and only lost two games. So last weekend, it was pretty tough to lose in Tampa Bay the way that we did. Went down 2-0, came all the way back, and then they scored one more goal like in stoppage time. So just kind of switched off there for a minute. And then, you know, sometimes the best thing after a loss is to get out there, you know, a little quicker, not have to wait a full week. So they go to Pittsburgh. Beat them 1-0 in midweek, and then we go into the weekend here, and we're, you know, doing all these numbers and averages and things. You know, Louisville City is right now on pace to earn more points in the season than any team in our league has ever gotten, and they're right there on goals as well, averaging per game. So it's been a pretty special season to date, and we're nearing the halfway point, so we just hope it keeps going.
We even said last week, the last time we talked, Jonathan, that that was going to be a tough game in Tampa Bay, that it's a rivalry based on ability and based on the teams and how good they are. So, you know, losing a road game like that, there's nothing to be ashamed of there, especially when they're so firmly in first place right now and have a chance to do something, you know, record-breaking and earn all those points, as you just mentioned. So who do we have this weekend, Jonathan? Who's coming in to Lynn Family Stadium? And I see on Twitter there's some new jerseys that will be debuted as well. So what's going on with that? That's exciting for fans.
Yeah. So we host Rhode Island. They're a new team to our league, expansion team. They've got some good names on the team, but they find themselves, I think they're 11th or 12th in the Eastern Conference because they just keep drawing. They've drawn like 9 games, and I don't know what that means, except that it could mean that they're almost winning a lot of games. So they could be better than the record really indicates, but that to date hasn't really mattered much when we're at home because Louisville City is 7-0 there, and they've outscored teams by 23 goals combined across those games. So I think if we put the regular effort out there, you know, I'll take this at home against just about anybody. So you mentioned the new jerseys. It's common for soccer teams to have what they call a third kit every year, which is where you get to have a little fun. And it's always interesting to see the reactions because I think we have a lot of fans of Louisville City who understand the game and on a world scale. Some Jason Ince's out there, I guess you could say.
Shout out Ince.
The third kits in Europe are usually a different color or a zany design or whatever. And then I think we have a lot of fans who are like, Louisville City is my soccer team. They're my only soccer team because I'm cheering for them because they're in Louisville. And they don't understand why the jerseys are black with blue pinstripes and all this stuff. So it's been an interesting week on social media, but they sold great, which is usually the strongest indicator of how much people like them. And yeah, we'll be wearing those jerseys tomorrow night for the first time.
That's awesome. That'll be a lot of fun. So are those jerseys still available? Can fans still go online or buy those at the stadium?
Yes. Yeah, we've got a team store at the stadium that's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And then our merch site is loosesoccerstore.com. But I would say, you know, come out to the stadium, see them in person, see if you like them. Hopefully they don't sell out the first weekend, but that does tend to happen when we put the limited edition stuff out there. So the other one I want to plug, if you go to loosecity.com/ESPN, discounted tickets to all of our regular season games are available there, including tomorrow. So thank you to the station for always supporting and providing that deal.
Absolutely. Now, it's going to be a hot one tomorrow, but luckily kickoff is at 8 p.m. So you know, it'll be cooling down. It'll be at night. That sun won't be beating down on the players on the pitch or on the fans in the stands. So that's a great kick time for you guys. And you also mentioned, you know, the $2 happy hour, but what else can you tell the fans to help them keep cool in the heat on Saturday?
Yeah, when gates open at 6:30, we do that happy hour, so beer, Pepsi products, water. But if you're coming out to a game at Lynn Family Stadium and you're worried about hydrating, we do allow those refillable water bottles to be brought in, and we have Louisville Water tap stations all throughout the stadium. So long as you bring it in when it's empty, I don't need any of those questionable liquids being brought in.
Sure.
But if you fill that thing with water, you're all good to go.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, Jonathan, man, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow against Rhode Island. And again, you can't ask for a better time to kick off on a hot summer day than at 8 p.m., 6:30 p.m. Gates open. Go in there. Get you some beers, get you some drinks, and have a great time. Well, Jonathan, appreciate it, man. And if I see you next week filling in on Soccer City, I'll try not to scare you this time, okay?
No, I gotta match your energy. That's on me.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Jonathan Littner there, Lou City FC. So fun times there. All right, let's go ahead and read some texts, okay? Rig, you hear that? The city is locked down. Brom squad. I don't think JJ said anything like that. I don't think he said that Kentucky's not going to keep recruiting here in Louisville. Oh, I thought James had a good one-liner.
I thought you didn't know that text came through when he was saying he was recruited by Brom.
Oh, when he no, that's true. He was. I didn't know. Well,
he
didn't know that.
He committed to Brom.
I forget about it. He did commit to Brom when he was at Purdue, and I completely forgot that he was a Purdue commit before he ended up at UK.
Dodged a bullet there.
Kind of makes me mad at Satterfield, but whatever.
James Satterfield. You hear? You listening, Blake? Satterfield wasn't worried about the Louisville kids. Did he even get? I should have asked him that, but I didn't want to be, you know, rude. And like, did Satterfield even give you a look? Like, did he even come to any of your games? Oh. I know I should have.
Ask the hard journalistic questions.
Big J journalist here.
Exactly.
That's right. Should I ask the hard journalistic questions? Did Scott Satterfield give you the time of day, J.J. Weaver? Because if he didn't, man, what a big whiff by Satterfield. That's all Satterfield did was
he
whiff.
He recruited people from South Carolina and North Carolina, and then he would sit like belly down and with his feet cross leg up in the air, and he goes, do you remember home?
Do you remember the mountains?
You remember the mountains?
The Appalachian Mountains at Appalachian State?
Have you ever
State?
Been to Boone, North Carolina?
Guys, can I come with you next time you go? Can we go back to North Carolina together? He was honed in on those App State dudes. He loved those App State dudes. Texture, Round Daddy, who drives through the Mega Cavern, you or the wife? The wife. She drives through the Mega Cavern. Yeah, I don't drive.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
No, my wife drives me around. I hate driving. What? Like, I'll drive myself, but if it's like family time and like, I'm a terrible. Wow, I broke Max's brain.
Well, Max Strebel can't drive all that good anyway, so.
No, I'm a terrible driver.
He was parking and wrecked.
Well, I didn't wreck. I just hit the mirror. So, yeah, last week when I was in the parking garage, I was backing into a parking space, and Phil Baker just happened to walk up, and my side view mirror hit a pole. And
funny thing about that is that happens to Drew once every other month.
See, I don't feel bad about that. If Drew Dieter, and I have a big minivan. I don't have like an Audi, you know?
You have a minivan.
Yeah, it's big.
Those spots are way too skinny down in the garage.
They too. Are.
I mean,
there's not a lot of room.
Every car is not compact.
Yeah. It's made for compact cars. Now, if you went in there with your big truck, you'd have trouble navigating it too. I want to put that out there.
I just wouldn't park there. Just don't park there.
But Andrew Bosch and Steve Rummage do good with their trucks. This is about the same size as Max, but no, it's like poles. The spot is just like
weird. It's really weird in there. There's like these big posts
you're
everywhere.
You're not going to back right out. You're going to keep maneuvering 90 degrees.
Yeah, you got to work at it.
I wouldn't know because no one will let me into the garage.
Hey, I've been here for, gosh, I don't know how many years. I just got one. I just got one like this year.
You literally told me Mike one to get it, and we don't give it to UK guys. So. Yeah.
I'm trying to get one for Max.
Literally 2 weeks ago, he goes, I'll pull some strings and get you a key fob for the parking garage.
I'm trying very hard. But yeah, I don't drive.
It looks like you're trying very hard.
Well, James knows now.
Everyone knows now.
Max, we've known for 6 months we can't get any more.
See, it's not me. I promise. It's not me.
Stream was
not
confrontational. He just didn't want to tell me for the past 6 months.
Like, hey, sorry. But yeah, I just got one. All right, let me read a few more texts here. We'll take a break. Texter, we all know. I'm going to leave that alone. Texter, Louisville Caverns, I was expecting January 6th in D.C. or something. Texter. Rig, this is what makes all the sacrifice worthwhile during the summer. And there's a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl ring. There we go. How about
nice.
That? Where did that? Who has that? That's awesome. Dang. These rings are so outrageous now. I'm not trying to be like an old man, but like every year they cost like more and more money. It's like every ring is like $2 million or something nuts like that. It's crazy. Like, when's it going to stop?
I mean, that's how our society works. Nothing ever backtracks. It's always
Biden's in office.
It's Biden's fault.
That's hilarious. In Biden's America, those rings are tripled.
They're bigger so he can find them so he can smell them.
Yeah. A little ring sniff.
What's that ring smell like?
Texter, sorry, Max, as Strebel just kicked you in the junk. Quote, he had so much respect for those guys when I talked about Bud Dupree and Za'Darius Smith. Because they're basically they're insinuating like I just brushed you away like oh big Za'Darius.
I mean both statements can be true.
Yeah, I didn't
brush me away, but it's like Bud Dupree, Za'Darius Smith, Max Godby. Yeah, I know one of these does not belong. I get it.
But you still put your hand in the dirt, and that's what matters. Texter, I lost my father when I was young. It's hard as a young man to allow ourselves to grieve. We're supposed to be too tough to cry. Thank you, JJ. Yeah. That was a great interview by JJ Weaver. Texter, no offense, Max, but you lost weight since college, or are they feeding guys like JJ the Captain America serum? I guess they looked at the picture on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
he does look like Captain America.
Yes,
like he's built like Captain America. Like when he's getting that special mutation liquid or serum or whatever.
Yeah, bringing up that picture. I mean, dude, like
it's not fair.
He's just so. Oh my gosh,
I know
it's.
I know. Let me look at him. He, again, you and I are both tall, bigger guys.
If he were to walk in front of me, he would block me from the entire picture.
It's so funny to look at because, like, the way you look now, again, I know how much different your body was when you were in college, but
still.
You don't look like you played offensive line in college
right. The
way you are now. It's insane how big he is.
And what makes it, I mean, that dude looks just like the year that Mississippi State was number one team in the country.
Yeah, with Dak Prescott.
Dude, that defensive line front.
They were nasty.
Their average height was 6'6".
The average height of the defensive line was 6'6".
If you go back and watch that game in 2014, there was a visible height difference between UK's offensive line and their defensive line. Like, visible difference.
That's crazy, man. That's
wild.
That's a different type of human being.
PTSD just set in.
You just had a flashback. You're like, I got to block him. You start kick-stepping. You kick-step that. If you would have done that, that would have been hilarious. If JJ had walked up, you started kick-stepping, I would have died on the floor. I'd have been happy. By the way, shout out James wearing his Lou City purple today. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, he knew Jonathan was going to call in. It's Jonathan Lintner Friday, so he put on that Lou City shirt. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, Josh Hurd spoke with the media today about the Louisville budget. I'll read some bullet points from Eric Crawford's tweet today. Let me tell you about our friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. I'm going to go out there on Monday and get my blood work done, as I do from time to time, to kind of monitor and see where my testosterone levels are. They also will help you if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction. That's something that 50% of men 50 and older have to contend and deal with as they age. And the good thing is, even though it can be detrimental to your psyche, detrimental to your confidence, detrimental to your relationship, there's help, and that help is Tri-State Men's Health. That's right. Tri-State Men's Health have treatments that work when the pills and the herbals do not. And these treatments are 90%+ success rates, and they'll have you lasting even more than an hour sometimes. I mean, not only will you be back with your significant other doing your duty in the bedroom, you'll actually be doing it better than ever, which is fantastic. 6 locations: Cincinnati, Dayton 2 in Columbus, Ohio, then Louisville, and the new one in Northern Kentucky. The one in Louisville, that's where I'll be going again on Monday off of Breckenridge Lane. I'll be going out and saying hello to all my friends there at Tri-State Men's Health, because they are friends. They're super kind, super nice, super easy to get going. Schedule a consult with them today. The visit is $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider. They'll do your testosterone, your PSA levels, and if medically advised, they'll do a test dose in the office. If that dose does not work, your $99 fee is waived and your visit is free. They have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the next day after your appointment, which is big time. Call them 800-900-9654 or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.